I just had a situation that I was dealing with a nice guy that was doing like everything for me, but I was fucking not interested. Damn it, he listens.
Hey, Jim. Nah, you better not cut that shit out either. Don't cut that shit out.
You know what the thing is?
Are you still fucking with him?
No.
It was.
I said, don't cut it out. He knows her. Look, I don't know. She ain't answer. You see how she ain't answer, right? We're going to find out.
XY. XX.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Amy here.
And this is Jess.
And today we have such a special guest.
Oh, super special for me. He's my favorite.
Okay, we had two out of the three Peace of Mind podcast hosts, but now we obviously needed to come back for the third component of the Peace of Mind podcast. Introduce yourself.
You already know who it is. It's your boy, Young Bertha. Somebody's motherfucking father, father of two. In the building with the XYXX. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Such a coach to the page.
Such a coach to the page. You feel me?
Oh my God. We don't need the sound bite because it's here.
It's finally here.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about today, Jazz?
I don't know, but I definitely wanted to say he's literally my favorite.
Yes.
I sound like a fan.
We tried to record this episode and Jazz is like, no, we need Bert here.
Yeah.
This is how I envisioned it. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, no, of course. Anytime. Literally anytime.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad to be here.
So we're discussing something that could get into like multiple conversations.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what we're talking about?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh
right
my
now.
God. No. Brave. I would be scared, but there's no reason to be scared. Okay. So we're going to be talking about bad boys versus nice guys. We need the male perspective because we can't just talk about it as women.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking bad boys like
assholes.
Okay, I thought we were talking about like the lead singer of a band.
No.
Okay.
No, not like bad boys.
Nah, like, you know what I mean? Okay.
No, right. But it doesn't have to be assholes because I came up with three categories.
Like nonchalant.
Bad boys is like nonchalant.
Definitely nonchalant.
Narcissistic.
Narcissistic and also probably cocky. Like they're better than you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They kind of like belittle you in a sense in whether you're intelligent in a lot of ways.
I feel like all those go into just being toxic.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Do you have experience with this, Jazz?
With nice guys?
Dating a nice guy or dating like a bad boy?
For me, the experience of like being with a quote unquote bad guy or whatever, it would be a guy who feels like he's on a certain level way above me, whether like his life is more important than mine or he's too busy. Meanwhile, like for a nice guy per se, he'll give you like the world. But it's like you're getting the world from someone you don't want it from.
Yeah. But I feel like the reason you don't want it is because you expect that you're going to get that. Like he's a nice guy, so he's going to be there.
At the end of the day, it makes me more interested because it's a challenge. Like I want it to me. It's like more of a challenge getting that attention from the guy who doesn't want to give it to me.
That's basically what the friend zone is, no? Like think about, because I know like, you know, you both are attractive ladies. Y'all definitely friend zoned some niggas before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those niggas probably would have done going to the ends earth for you. And, you know, and they obviously, you know, maybe one or two of them expressed, you know, some feelings for you, whatever case, and he was like, oh no, like we're just friends. Boom, boom, boom. Because maybe he wasn't attractive enough, dangerous enough, or cutting edge enough. He didn't really push your buttons the way you want your buttons to be pushed.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, when your expectations are met, it's like, it's not as interesting anymore. Cause I just want
to put that out. That's fucking stupid.
What?
Because what? Your expectations have. If you go to.
You're getting your expectations.
You're getting what you're looking for.
But it's not as interesting because it's always. You're getting always what you think you're going to get.
No, we're fucked up because there's definitely been a situation that's like, all right, let's say I'm talking to two guys. One of them is like the dickhead, right? He's like, he doesn't pay attention to me. And I'm talking to a really nice guy as well. The nice guy's texting me saying, oh, I planned, you know, I made reservations for us and made this whole romantic night. And I'm like, I'm actually busy. Just to hang out with this other guy, just to take me to his fucking car and smoke.
Why is that? Are we sick?
Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we're getting the bare... Yes. It's more of, like, guys who give you the bare minimum are the ones that we want. We see it as a challenge.
You
want
to know what I really... Like, this is something that I think about myself all the time.
Okay.
And, like, this, it's always talking about how men's egos need to be stroked, right? Like, you have to always, you know, you have to always cater to a man's ego, make him feel strong, make him feel brave, make him feel important, make him feel smart, sexy. But I personally think... Females' egos need to be stroked more than men's do.
Whoa.
And that isn't a perfect example of why. You feel like the chase is more important than what you're chasing.
Okay, let's talk opposite though. What's the equivalent of that for males though? For males though, because I feel like nowadays men like the women that's more crazy. Is that the equivalent as like bad boys?
No, I wouldn't say that. Like, again, your ego being stroked, right? In terms of males, it's always something materialistic or physical. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you want to be told that your body looks nice, like as a man, like you got like, you know, your muscles or whatever the case is, or you got a big dick or some shit like that, or, you know what I'm saying, you got mad bread, or, you know what I'm saying, your car is nice, or, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. In terms of females, it's more of internal things. You want to feel like you're being catered to. You want to feel like the queen you think you
That's
are.
A great
you want to feel, you know what I'm saying? Even in terms of physical, like, yeah, you want to be told your body's nice, but you want to feel sexy more than you want to be told you're sexy. Because niggas is going to tell you you're sexy every day.
Yeah.
You're going to hear that shit at the gas station. But, you know what I'm saying? You're going to hear that shit at the gas station. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear that shit when you're checking out your groceries at the store or some shit like that. You're going to hear that shit and you're going to get that shit 40 times in your DMs. You put the right picture up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not going to matter because they're making you feel sexy. If I put a good picture up and every bitch hit me up talking about some, you look fine, that shit's going straight to my head. Like, I must be some fine ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I must really got the horse. You know what I mean? But girls go through that shit every time. It's diluted, that, you know, for that reason exactly. There's so many guys constantly throwing dicks at you that you're just like, you know, sweat. This shit's out of here. Until that one who's not throwing a dick at you, like, excuse me, sir, but why are you not throwing, everyone throws shit at me. Why are you not throwing shit at me? And they're just like, oh, you know.
The nonchalant guy.
There you go. Is that toxic or is that just not what you, not up to what you've been looking for? Right. You know what I mean? Like,
to elaborate a little bit what Amy was saying about like the nice girl versus the crazy bitch. I feel like I've been in a situation.
Why are you a bitch?
She's because she's a crazy bitch.
Are you the crazy bitch? You seem like a little.
I mean,
I think it depends on the person.
I think a lot of crazy things. I keep it to myself though. I keep it contained.
That's all right, but that's
That's
fine. Everybody has those thoughts. Everybody wants to do some stupid shit, some dumb shit.
Definitely. I was ready to fucking put an air, what is it, air tag on the tile?
Yeah.
I was ready to put an air tag.
I was thinking like, I don't want to go on vacation with you because you've already been on vacation with another girl, so. Why would I?
On vacation, period? Or to vacation to the same spot?
Because he's been on another vacation with someone else.
I don't want it.
She is the first one.
You can't wear that shirt because you wore it with somebody else. That's exactly, that's basically what you just, that's crazy.
Those are my crazy thoughts that I keep to myself, but now it's on the pod, so it's out there.
I mean, listen, you have your standards and that's fine.
I do want to share a situation. I was talking to someone, he had broken up with his girlfriend already a few months. I had broken up. I was told the bullshit of I wasn't talking to her anymore. Okay, fine. Right? But I found it as a challenge because I wanted to show every good aspect of myself, like the wifey material, the cooking, the cleaning, the massages, like whatever you need. Basically, and I was doing this for a few months. I was being like everything that a guy would want, right? You want a girl who's going
to
like
wanted to
cook
prove
for you,
to him
clean for you,
that
do everything.
That he could wife you and he would
That's
be
That's what I'm trying to say. I was showing
satisfied.
Every wife characteristic I could possibly be. I ended up still losing compared to the girl that didn't know how to cook, that was sloppy, messy, like had no job.
Did he ask you to do all that shit?
No.
That's where you fucked up. Stop doing shit nobody asked you to do.
You know what's crazy? I feel like I was introduced, whatever, quote unquote, to this bad boy lifestyle. And then after that, I just stopped trying to prove myself. Because I'm like, I'm doing the most to show this person that's not giving me the attention. And it's like, for what?
So is the question, should women stop doing wifey things for men that don't deserve it?
How do you know they deserve it? But you only determine that after the fact. The reason you're doing it is because you think he deserves it. You're doing it because you're trying to win him over. You think he deserves all this thing. You're not going to be able to figure out if he deserves it or not until after the fact. Until after you do it and he's like, wow, I really appreciate you did this for me. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I figure more if you do it and he don't appreciate it after the first, even the second time, maybe you give him another shot, then stop doing the extra shit.
But I was going to say, sometimes I'm not trying to prove that I'm worthy. I just like, if I'm fucking with you and we have a connection, like I just want, that's just how I express that I like you.
Can't be mad at yourself or the other nigga who you fucking with about you being you. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type to do this when I love somebody. I'm the type to act like this when I love somebody. And then you're mad at him for you doing what you do when you love, because you're going to do it for the next nigga you love too. why the fuck are you mad at me? Like, this isn't your characteristics. I didn't make you this way.
I only did it for him. I was a dumbass.
I just want to be appreciated.
But again, you shouldn't have to alter your personality or who you are to cater to some nigga, because nobody asked you to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going out of your way to win this man over. I mean, men do that shit all day long. They spend money. They take you places.
That's 100% fucking
thing.
True.
They have to do all these things to win you over. The same way you got to, you know what I'm saying, you felt like you had to cook and clean and do all the Cinderella story shit to win him over. It's the same boat. I'm pretty sure he was picking you up and bringing you places and feeding you, you know what I'm saying, as much as you was cooking and cleaning.
No.
Well, then why the fuck was you cooking and cleaning?
Because I was trying to get that.
Rubbing this man's feet.
That man was not crazy.
He
wasn't there to do that. Realistically, from the point of your story, he had just broken up with his shorty, who he ended up getting, who he's still talking to, right?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Right there is when you should have been like, why the fuck am I, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I've even been there. I've been there before where I've gotten with a girl who had just gotten a relationship, long 5-year, 6-year relationship, right? And I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here for the nyan nyan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here for the nyan nyan, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we ended up sparking real, you know, our flame blew real bright, whatever they say on Twitter all the time, shit like that. Uh-huh. And, you know what I'm saying? We burnt out because it was like, neither one of us were ready to be in a position that we were in. You know what I'm saying? We moved ourselves into this position because it was fun. It was fast. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was sexy. It was intense. It was every day I was seeing you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, when the day was over and I no longer saw you, I had my own shit to deal with, you know? Right person, wrong time is a real thing for a real reason. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, eventually you find a person for you. Or not even so much you find a person for you, you might grow into the person for you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's not always about being like, boom, okay, that's me, soulmate. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to grow into somebody's soul.
So I have a question.
What's that?
Okay, because you were saying, like, that's dumb if we pick the bad guy over the nice guy.
It's
right?
Not dumb. I said it was dumb.
Something like that. Okay, but I wanted to know, for you, do you go for the nice girl versus the crazy girl?
You can't ask me that as a man. It's different for us.
Okay.
Because we're loved differently and for different reasons than women are loved. You're brought up to love a man because of the way they provide for you, what they can provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
As men, we're loved as a sense of appreciation. Women who appreciate the things we do, that's stroking the ego. You know what I'm saying? Like, we appreciate the money you make and what you do for it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's so how crazy.
You get, it is. But that's just how we're loved. And that's why, and I said it before on you know, shout out Peace of Mind, you know what I'm saying?
Social Coach is the page.
You feel me?
Social Coach is the page.
I said it before on the Peace of Mind podcast. You know, I'm saying, like, that's why when females get a boyfriend, they go ghost on their friends. Because now that they got somebody to love them the way they're supposed to be loved, your friends don't provide you the same thing your boyfriend's going to provide you.
Mm-hmm.
So when your boyfriend provides you those things, you feel no need to go with your friends anymore. Mm-hmm. As opposed to guys, you know what I'm saying? My boys love me unconditionally. I don't need to give them shit for them to fuck with me.
Your guys' friendship.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need to give them a fucking thing for them to be my friend. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm learned to love who loves me.
Well, I'm interested to know, like, have you ever been in a situation that you're talking to two girls and one is just extremely nice and giving everything that you would ever want from a girl.
And one of them is giving you an inconsistent reward.
Mm, yeah. Oh, especially me in high school. I was bad.
You were a whore.
Oh, you was there. Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah. I was fucked up. I was a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I had girls who were doing for me. And I would, you know, and we would, you know, we would do all kinds of shit. We got the nyanya, you know what I'm saying? We got the nyanya and all that, you know, on a consistent basis. But then I'd have the girl who wasn't always passing up the nyanya, who was, you know, making me go out of my way and be like, yo, like, stop playing around. Come fuck with me. And that was the girl I ended up dating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you see?
I was there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Well, it's...
because it's a fucking challenge.
It's the chase. It's the challenge. You know what I'm saying? It's the fact. It's I'm trying so hard to get you. Once I got you, I'm not trying to... You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to let you go.
The game.
The chase.
And that's why they always say, like, if you don't know how to handle having a bad bitch, don't get one. Because if your level is here and you trying to get here and then you get here, you got to know how to act here.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to act
here... What does that entail?
Being insecure, not even having to fight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, first off, you should never fly no hands for no female because ain't shit ever that serious, ever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
unless the person disrespected your female. No?
I mean, if your female really knows, she'll hold it down for herself.
I honestly don't want...
Towards a guy?
Like, I don't like want if, a guy if, fighting
if,
for me.
If he's like, yo, shorty, what's up? Boom, boom, boom. And she's like, nigga, don't talk to me like that. And they get into it, say, you know, they start arguing, whatever. That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. Trust me, I'm here. That's
oh,
your,
something weird.
That's your fight. Now, he raised a hand to you. Now I got to beat the bricks off this nigga. If he slaps your ass at a party or some shit like that, yeah, then I got to do something about it. You that know what I'm saying? Sucks. But if he's coming at you, whatever, and you can't defend yourself, then me and you are fucking up as a couple because you should be able to hold your shit down. Because if a shorty come at me crazy, you going to expect me to be like, bitch, fuck out my face. You know what I'm saying? If I get bitched out by somebody, you're going to be like, oh, this nigga's weak. Yeah, I'll fuck with him. True. I mean, that's just for me. Some niggas might not like that. Some guys don't like when shorties get confrontational. It's a turnoff to them. Mm. But them niggas is weak. That's because you showing any types of signs of strength make them feel weaker. That's stupid.
You're confident.
As a matter of fact, I'm lazy. So if you want to handle this shit by yourself and I could just sit here and not do shit, I'd much rather that. Yeah. Anyway. You feel me?
I like a man that's going to give me my space.
What's he doing throughout the day, though?
I don't like that shit.
What's he doing throughout the day? Why are you not texting me?
Right.
If you're not texting me more than two hours,
Amy,
what's going
we're
on?
We're not a... I'm talking about, like, you don't have work. Like, you don't have to pay attention at work.
I have work.
Don't you, like, need to focus on work? Because when I'm at work, I don't be looking at my phone like that. I kind of want the space.
Paul A's, you hear me?
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to be texting all day like, hey, how's work going? That's such a boring conversation. I'd much rather wait till I get out of work, give you a phone call, ask everything's going. If you want to hang out, we'll hang out. But it's like to be seeing you every day or to be texting you throughout the entire day.
I think it depends. Like,
yeah, but then what happens when that nigga get home? He get on that game. He get on that PlayStation. He get on that PS5 or the Xbox. Now he's not paying attention to you. Now all of a sudden, you upset. Right. Wait, didn't you just ask for this space?
Right.
I'm trying to play the game. I'm about to drop a 15.
I don't know what that means. But
I got 3,000 damage, and you want me to talk about how my day at work was? It fucking sucked, just like yesterday did. Can I play my game now? You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
then we're not going to talk at all?
But see, but here's my thing. I could be out there doing anything, but I'm here playing the game at home, and you upset about that. Just like Amy just said, you at work all day, you didn't text me. Now I'm thinking I got to be on. You know what I'm saying? I got to be on it. By the time I get home, she knows I'm home. I can play the game. But now exactly. There's a girl like you who's like, you've been gone all fucking day. You going to get in the game? Like, well, shit, I had to text you all day, and now I can't get on the game, but you want your space. The fuck do you want? You want to play the game with me while we text about it? Like, which one do you want?
You actually want to learn how to play. I feel like that's a good, like, bonding.
Oh, no.
Don't do that. I promise you niggas don't want that.
Really?
Do not. This nigga is trying to play the game to get away from you. You trying to join his chat? You know what he talks about with his niggas in the game chat?
That's really
he don't want to talk
crazy.
To you. You right there. Why would he talk to you? Because there's a lot that goes into the game, man. Like, it's not just about playing it. I got to carry you now. I got to do all the damage, all the killing, pick your ass up, drop some loot for you, find some shit, tell you, you know, direct you, ping
this. So it wouldn't be fun for me to learn. It wouldn't be fun for you to teach me?
Like, it wouldn't be fun no more.
Okay. All right. I just want
to
know.
No. To answer your question straight up, no, it would not be fun. That's like having a random.
I know what a random is.
Every fucking game. And a random that you can't be mean to because it's your girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could talk shit to a random. Nigga, you fucking suck, nigga. I'm carrying you, nigga. You ain't shit, nigga. You every time you die, my, like, you are awful at this
bro,
shit.
Bro, he's
my
right
nigga.
There. He's right there.
Nigga,
like, bro,
look.
Nigga, right
look, bro. Oh, you know what? Oh, my God. Y'all niggas give me so fucking... I can't do none of that shit if I'm playing with you. I got to be like, oh, my God, man. You almost had him. That was so close. Now, my KD dropping. My win-to-loss ratio fucking up. No, it's not fun.
All right.
Ladies, if you're thinking about... Don't stay the
damn.
Fuck watch a makeup tutorial or whatever the fuck you do on the side. You do that shit over there. I holler at you tomorrow.
All right, I thought
it
would be a good bonding.
No,
thing. I guess not.
No,
it's cool.
No, you lucky my niggas ain't in here because they did. No, don't do it. The next season's about to drop soon. I gotta hit a certain mark before that shit happens. Nah, see,
I don't know nothing about that, but maybe I'll learn on my own time. First, I need a PS5.
I think Shorty should start playing more video games. First off, it'll get you.
A better perspective on why you guys are so fucking focused on that shit. Yeah, it probably would. It probably would. If I understood the game, if I knew the game, if
I
knew the game.
I thought she was talking straight, like straight to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like the way she looked at me when she said that.
Literally.
It got hot.
It's been hot in here. I really want to know, like, kind of your advice for a guy. That is getting clearly played by a girl because he's being way too nice.
Does he know he's getting played?
Because the sign. I just feel like it's more. No. It's the signs are all right in front of him.
I just want to say, some men, you have awareness.
Some men are blind. Men lack
awareness
of what's going on.
So what's doing too much? How do you know?
I'll tell you two things here.
Tell us the signs.
Men who are blind, those are the ones who think you need money and gifts and dates to win a girl over. Not that you don't need it. That's not all you need. That's one thing. And two, my advice to those who feel like that's the thing. This is my own personal thing here.
Okay.
I have a two-two-two rule. If you already watched a piece of my podcast, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, go ahead and go over to YouTube and check that shit out real quick. Shameless plug.
Social coach page.
You feel me? If I'm, and this is not if I'm already with you, if we're already together. This is for like dating purposes, right? If I'm talking to you, I hit you up, right? If I hit you up more than twice and you don't respond, let it go.
Or twice.
If I hit you twice and you don't respond, let it go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you hit back, that's it. That's up to you. We could talk. If you hit back, you know what I'm saying? We'll figure it out from there, whatever case it is. But if I hit you twice, no response, let it go. If I see you and I don't see you again for 2 weeks, like if I'm trying to see you and you're dubbing me for 2 weeks.
Oh, 2-2-2 rule.
Let it go. And if I'm talking to you, if we're freshly talking or if we're into a conversation, whatever case is, and I'm talking to you and I can't get a response from you in less than 2 hours, like per text per se, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
If you're a slow response person,
hearing from you 2 hours, mm-hmm.
let it go. 2-2-2 rule. You know what I'm saying? And if I fuck with you, if we have a date or whatever case we go out, even if we, you know, if I get the nyan nyan, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. if I don't hear from you in 2 days from that, then I'm gonna just assume that it was whatever. You know what I'm saying? It was a little one nighter or a little, you know what I'm saying, one time thing. Maybe I was the food nigga for this week. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
so listen to
two
rule. Fatherly,
it's
you
a
guys.
It's a fair time.
Two rules.
That should apply for women though too. A lot it of women be. Don't even apply that. Like based on me tonight.
I had a guy who would be like, I don't have a car this week. Because I rent out my car, so I don't have a car this week, so that's why. Or he had tooth surgery, and he's like, sorry, I had tooth surgery. That's why I couldn't see you, but, like, he didn't talk to me. Like, his excuses were insane.
Tooth surgery.
Shit
like that you can't make up, though. He probably really had tooth surgery.
I had a fucking guy who was so goddamn crazy and toxic that he would say, okay, we're hanging out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. Like, my dumb ass is ready to hang out at 10 o'clock, like we said, or whatever the time was.
Did your makeup, everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock. That's crazy. We're probably not. You're probably going to ditch me tonight. I like 12:30 a.m. I'm like, what? That's the craziest shit that I've ever even experienced. The fact that
you.
I'm ready to hang out at 10 o'clock. And at 12:30 a.m., he said that I'm canceling on him when the time was already
That's
been
crazy
done.
Reverse
And that
psychology.
Happened like 5 times. My stupid ass was...
I remember Jazz would call me and be like, I'm sleepy, keep me up, I just did my makeup. I'm waiting for you. And this is what I'm saying. But anyways,
you think it's
moral?
Nah,
girls are dead ass dumb. That's funny as fuck.
You think it's fucking funny until you spend that much money on
but
makeup.
But this is what I'm
but
saying.
See,
that inconsistent
I've always
reward.
I've always been a real ass nigga. I've never done no dumb shit. Hold on. Let me rephrase this. Because I was going to say I've never done some dumb shit for some pussy. But I have. But that's not what I was trying to say. Like, obviously, every nigga's been played before. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga tells you, nah, but I don't get the... Yes, you have. You just don't even know you've been played.
Yeah.
You're too up here in your brain, in your head, to mm-hmm. think that anybody would ever play. You don't even realize you've been fucking played. You know what I'm saying? If I don't feel like this is going swimmingly, then I'm not fucking with it. You know, that's if I'm single. You know what I'm saying? I'm disclaimer, I'm not talking about right now. Please leave me alone. I don't like y'all anymore. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave me alone. But... Niggas is stupid. You know what I'm saying? I give that to us. Men are dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As soon as we think pussy's available, we're going to jump right at it. Men will take pussy in any box it comes in.
Elaborate. I want to hear exactly what you mean by that.
I don't think that's true. I think men are starting to learn their worth.
No. I think men have fucking standards now.
Men have standards now.
Men definitely have standards, but I promise you, it's because he's already getting boxed from somewhere else. If he...
Fuck. I'm going to put a bomb drop.
Listen.
That's so true.
Listen. Listen. Of course he has standards. You know what I'm saying? Of course he has standards. And maybe he's dubbing you because like, aha, she want me now. Uh-huh. Nah, I'm going to play that game. Aha. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to have to work for this.
You're going to have to work for this. He's not dubbing you. He's not denying the box at all. No, he's just... making the box worth the wait. That's what men are learning. That's what, you know what I'm saying? I see more of my niggas out here prospering.
I fucking hate that shit.
Good for them, bro. Nah, y'all been doing that shit for decades, my nigga.
That shit be getting
females
me tight.
Been doing that shit for decades, bro.
I feel like men should learn that. It's giving. First of all, it can turn from a nice guy to a sucker, a nice guy to a man who has a mentality like that.
You guys, this is your portion of the pod. We want to connect to you guys. So we decided to put out a question for you guys to fucking send your submissions and your questions and your opinions and all that. And the question was, do nice guys finish last? Send in your story, submissions, opinions, or questions, okay? First person said, yes, they apply no pressure. So nice guys finish last because they apply no pressure. I can kind of agree with this.
That makes no sense. What is pressure? Like, in terms of applying pressure, what is it? Because you know what? I had a girl one time tell me, and this, and I wasn't even trying to get with her. Like, I wasn't, like, we were just having a regular conversation, right? And she was like, I like for my guy to apply pressure. And I said, what does it mean to apply pressure? And she told me all the things that nice guys do.
Making decisions. Like, it's not always like, no, whatever you want, babe. Whatever you want to eat. What do you want to do? Oh, yeah. Wait, wherever you want to go. Like being that nice kind of sense. Like, making apply no pressure. Yeah. In that sense. Like, I want you to, like, make decisions, like push me around a little bit.
You push me?
No, you don't. In my opinion, nice guys do not finish last. Nice guys always end up on top. I promise you. Watch when you're 30, when you're 35, when you're 40. Who you gonna be with? The nice fucking guy.
That's true. Do nice guys finish last? Not only in a relationship aspect, but also in real life situation, nice guys do finish last. Nice guys never get what they deserve because they don't ever push or fight for themselves.
Wrong.
So that's kind of what the other person was saying, that they don't apply enough pressure.
Wrong. Yeah. There's a difference between being a nice guy and being a bitch.
Somebody said, fake guys finish last. Just because men do nice things doesn't mean men should have the right to some pussy. Feeling entitled does not get you poon.
What does get you nyanya? Y'all don't know. Exactly. You see?
You're asking us.
What gets you nyanya? What gets you, like, what, as you from a female, what does it take to get you nyanya?
You gotta prove to me.
I think I feel like it has to do with, like, proving that you can have respect for me. You're not pushing for me to
pause.
Give it to you.
Pick up where she left off. I want to hear this.
For me, it's a trust thing. Like, I'm not going to have sex with you if I feel like you have mad boys that you'd be talking to, like, about your business, or like a respect thing also for me. Like, he's, like, sweet to me, and I feel like it's coming from a genuine place, not just you want to fuck me.
How do you know?
I think it's a feeling.
It's not anything fake, guys. That could be fake.
It's definitely fake.
A man just being super nice, doing all this.
It's not always fake,
for you.
But it's definitely
men,
fake sometimes.
Men will literally.
A man can love you and still fake just to get some nyanya.
We do it all the time. I've done it for dates. I'm admitting it. I'm completely admitting it. I've
crazy.
Been mad nice, and like, I'll do it because I just, at the end of the day, I'm just wanting to be on dates. Not necessarily I'm doing it so I can get free food. I'm doing it so I can have an experience of being on a date.
Who you think uses who more, men or women?
I think women use men more.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Definitely. Yeah. We use them for getting our lashes done.
Getting attention.
Getting nails, getting attention, getting comments, getting feeling good.
Someone to talk to.
Getting dick, getting orgasms, not from an experience, but for you guys, you know?
You really never had one of them joints before?
No. I'm being 110% honest. I've been faking. I faked it. No, it's really sad. I'm just going to start crying.
Don't cry. It's okay.
Don't cry. You like, do it for yourself.
I do. I do it to myself.
So then when the rose go crazy.
The rose goes crazy. It pushes levels that I've never even like.
So what do you mean you never had an orgasm before?
I've never had it with someone else. No one's ever done it to me.
So let somebody use the rose on you.
That's true, Jazz.
No, it's a mental thing.
That's stupid. Right.
You just can't let it go.
I don't think I've ever been in bed with someone that I've been 100% absolutely comfortable with.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't realize.
Like, completely, utterly comfortable that I'm, like, basically with myself.
I don't know if females ever do.
I mean, do you know where what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely, it's not my body that's not able to.
It's your mind.
To do it. It's definitely mind. Like me so. Being comfortable. Like, if you were to pee in front of someone, I feel like even that too much. You gotta kind of like be like focused.
That's
on that person.
That's why I don't think females, even when females who's like, no, I'm 100% comfortable with my partner. I don't think they are because they're because women are more of the pleasers. There's, you know what I'm saying, in bed typically. One
sometimes.
I think men put in more work.
Definitely put in more work.
But in the sense of constantly wanting to please the other person, I think women do want to please the other
men person. Put in more work because they think they're already pleasing you. Women put in the work because they want to please you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And if, ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
I couldn't agree with that more. I could not agree with that. Like, we were discussing it. I don't remember what episode it was, but we were discussing it. That will a man just eat your pussy and then, like, make you orgasm and then call it a night?
No.
Like, will they do that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Really?
Remember that story I told you just before about the girl who I had to chase to get to? She was here and I was here.
Oh, that's
the
crazy.
The first time that I ever got with her, I ate her box for like 45 minutes and got no pussy afterwards.
Damn. No one like this. Nothing.
No. She didn't give me no blow, no nothing.
Damn.
Straight box.
Did you ask for it?
No.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
You know what I mean? I was trying to put my, you know, put myself on the mat. And then the next time that she came through, we did what we did. And that was the first time a woman ever squirted on me.
Okay.
And then that's when I asked her to be my girlfriend.
I wanna actually get into this, because when you were talking about the trust thing, I've never had issues coming with a man, but the squirting thing is
good
new
for
to
you.
Me.
Before we go on, squirting is not an orgasm though. Squirting
it's not.
I know that.
It's not.
Right, so I of the rose, I experienced squirting.
Yeah.
Does it feel like you're peeing?
It does feel like you're peeing.
It feels like it's an uncontrollable pee. Like you're not wanting to pee, but it's coming out. It's just happening.
No, but like for me, it's like I have to let it go in my mind.
You gotta let it go. You could stop it. Like I've done to the point like I'm like I didn't put a towel down, so like I was scared to get my stuff, but I didn't release it, but you could hold it in.
But I was gonna say the only reason I feel like I've been able to achieve that is because like the person that it happened with, like I trust them enough that like I got to that level. So I don't know. Okay. Next question. Someone said, I got a better one. Do nice girls finish last?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. But that's, again.
So you wouldn't fuck with a girl that's just, like,
no,
really nice to
no,
you?
No, it's not that. First off, a girl who is nice to me personally, I am way more attracted to. But the problem with that is male mentality is like hunt and kill. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if a girl is just too nice to you and it feels like there was nothing, you know what I'm saying? It took me no effort to come get this.
There's nothing exciting about it.
I feel like I have been the nice girl in like a lot of my relationships. Jasmine knows.
I
like,
was just explaining. Yeah.
I'm totally like
finished last necessarily.
Genuine. And this is who I am. This is how I am. Like from the start. And I feel like guys have literally ended it with me and been like, you're such a good person. Like, if I feel wrong doing this, but like, mm-hmm. it's just not right.
You know, I feel like it's all kind of a perspective thing. Your nice could be seen as weak or a pushover or same thing as a guy. Like, my nice could be seen as like clingy or whatever the case is. But yeah. Somebody else might really want that. You don't like it, but somebody else might like it. And I don't like that you're so nice to me and you do all this stuff like that. You have no edge to you.
Right.
But somebody else might love it. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think it comes down to this perspective. I don't think anybody finishes anywhere last, first, second, anything.
Yeah.
It's all about who you got at the time you got them.
It also depends. Because I've been a bitch to someone else and they've done the world for me. And then I've been a super, super sweet person to someone else that was an asshole to me.
So it's not always about finishing first, finishing last. But if I had to pick who would finish, you know, who would in a race to last, nice guys and nice girls, I would say nice girls. Most men, I'm not gonna say all men, because I don't think I'm one of these people, but most men want somebody they can show off. And if you're just this nice person, maybe you're just really nice and you have no cutting edge to you. You have no like, look at this. She does this. She's this. Oh, she's a model. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's this. You know what I'm saying? She has her own whatever. If you're just, oh, she's really nice. You know, she's an accountant. She does this.
I'm an accountant.
Jasmine's an accountant.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Not saying there's nothing wrong with being an accountant, but if there's nothing for me to be like, ta-da, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Then it's less likely for me to want to be tied to you for the rest of my life when I could be, you know, when I feel like I could be tied to someone who, in my opinion, is my befitting standard.
What do I know?
What do I know?
It's all too complicated at this point.
I agree with that.
2-2-2,
my nigga.
2-2-2. For my niggas out there who don't get it, bro. If she don't answer you two times, nigga, stop asking her. She don't want to, nigga. She's not sleeping, nigga. She's getting dick. Leave her alone. You interrupted her strokes. Stop. She can't think straight. She's trying to FaceTime, and every time she's trying to talk about some sexy shit, here you are talking about some question mark. Shut up. Take the hint. And if she hits you back, answer. Don't try to be too cool, nigga, because you're not getting no box nowhere else.
Okay. Somebody said, in my opinion... Sorry, guys. Something happened here.
So, you know, that nigga talking about some question mark. Distracted her. You see what you did?
Okay. Somebody said, in my opinion, there's no finishing last or first when it comes to this game. Honestly, I've been both a nice guy and a bad boy in it. And I can tell you that bitches either fuck with you or they don't. In my case, I know I look good, so I have the upper hand already. But someone who isn't as blessed as me to be so good looking might not have it as easy. In other words, ugly guys finish last. Yo, this is crazy.
That's not true.
This is crazy.
That's not true. Because I've talked to guys who are, I feel, maybe not as
stereotypically attractive.
Stereotypically attractive.
We also got to stop expecting for that. If you look good now, that you gonna look good later. Think about the shorties in high school who were fire. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. who developed first? They got They're the big bust, the big. You know what I'm saying? Now you all ran through and all coked out or whatever the fuck happened to you because you've been fucking with all these weirdo niggas who you thought were ballers and shit, and now you look rough. You know what I'm saying? Your perspective of what looks good changes throughout the years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's ugly guys versus attractive guys. I think it's the confidence thing.
To me, it's because just the confidence.
I've had guys who are not stereotypically attractive be extremely confident, and because of their attitude, I'm like very attracted to them. And I've talked to guys who are extremely attractive, and because like they don't have game.
Yeah, but you're putting the bar at extremely attractive. You're not saying ugly niggas.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if a
nigga. I'm not going to say I talked to some ugly ass dude. Exactly. Dudes.
That's my point.
I said stereotypically attractive. I'm not like.
I'm more of a personality person.
Yeah, I'm a personality person too.
Ugly is ugly. Now, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but ugly is ugly. Now, if you find that ugly nigga beautiful, that's on you. But we can all agree that nigga is ugly.
just you know, like
as and if not we're being cute, if we're baby. Being completely honest,
like not a 10 but like a 6.5
not
7
like, if oh, we're be- wait hold on let medium me find a good ugly, picture let me like, find a good picture.
Nah, he don't take pictures well. That's different. Hold on. He got a good one somewhere in here.
He don't have an Instagram.
You know what I'm saying? You see, that's fucked up.
All right, let's get into the last question. Nice guys finish last because bad boys are a mystery. Therefore, they're much more fun to get to know. Nice guys already show that they're nice, so it's like, what else do I have to work for? You're already giving me everything I want, fucking mm-hmm. loser.
I agree with that.
That's what I was saying.
I agree with that.
That's so stupid. If someone's like, here's $1 million, walk straight to it and pick it up. Or there's $1 million, jump through some hoops of fire, swim through a vat of sharks, here's some acid. You're going to be like, that's a challenge. Let me get that shit. No. Go get the fucking million right there. If y'all took more chances on the nigga who was nice to you, you know how many times y'all would you know how much complaining y'all would save the fucking world? Y'all would save the world so much stupid ass tweets. I would not have to scroll through Twitter and see so many dumb ass tweets about how a nigga can't handle you, or you know, you gotta apply pressure if you wanna be with me, or whatever the dumb other dumb shit females swear to God they gotta say. What's one? Give me another one. If he wanted to tell you what, bitch, he does, and he is, and you don't want him.
No.
So you know what? No, I don't want to, and you still gonna come fuck with me.
Make sure you guys follow the 222 rule.
222.
Make sure you follow to all the advice King Fatherly gave, because he dropped building, some gems.
Father too.
Some motherfucking gems.
Father of 222, you feel me?
Okay, and where can they find you?
Listen,
Social Culture's the page.
You gotta holler at us at Social Culture. You know what I'm saying? Social Culture Media on Instagram. You can follow us at Peace of Mind Podcast NY on Instagram. Follow the YouTube page. Like and subscribe to the YouTube page. You know what I'm saying? I'm just I'm the third component, one of three components to the Peace of Mind Podcast. Shout out my brother. Shout out my boys. You already know what it is. Social Culture the page. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all niggas just tuning into the XYXX every week or whenever the fuck they drop. You know, you get the notifications if you fucking subscribe.
That's
you
feel right. Me?
So
also, I want to say, if whoever can guess how many times we said Social Culture is the page on this episode, you will get free merch. DM us the
if
number
it's a
times.
Shorty, we're giving him a rosebud because apparently it got y'all squirting up a storm.
There you go.
That's my favorite segment.
DM us the number of times we said social culture is the page. Follow us on Instagram at xyxxpodcast. Follow me at Feeding Feelings.
You can follow me at JC Grisales underscore.
You can follow me at there underscore go underscore Bert.
Oh.
You feel me?
Follow him.
We'll
He's
see
hilarious.
You guys next week.
I just want to say thank y'all for having me.
Absolutely.
Had a great time.
Thanks for coming.
Yay.
See you guys next week. Bye.
Should have seen that coming.
That's their thing.
Yeah.